Hey guys, at Texas Mattress Makers, Black Friday kicks off with, guess what? A new Woodlands location. The third location for Texas Mattress Makers. It's off north of I-45, exit Robinson Road in front of iFly. And guess what? Black Friday all month long in November. Texas Mattress Makers is blowing 30% off select mattresses from factory direct prices. Keep in mind, you're already saving 50% over what you would be paying in a retail store. This is 30% on top of that. You're going to get custom fitted, handcrafted comfort and support during Black Friday savings all month long, guaranteed. Enjoy the holidays, but beat the rush. Don't wait for Black Friday. Go out there now. You're going to get the same savings. And guys, new Woodlands store is going to be perfect to serve you guys out in spring. Conroe, the Woodlands. It's right across the highway from Woodlands Mall. And it's right in front of that iFly Indoor Skydiving Center. So now the Woodlands can go check it out, and you guys can get factory prices as well. Visit Texas Mattress Makers at the factory, Navigation and Lockwood, the original, Katy on 3rd Street, or the new one in the Woodlands, Robinson Road in front of iFly. Make sure you tell them you're a Blitzer. TexasMattressMakers.com.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And you can also watch us on the Twitch channel, which is, they're kind of being Tuesday texters today, so maybe we won't use that. If you missed the first hour, a lot of sports talk. What are the odds you will pick up the new Disney Hulu ESPN package? I haven't done it yet. I've got ESPN.
It's already on in my house.
I've already got ESPN Plus and Hulu, so I don't know if they're going to let me, like, add Disney for the same package or what. So, I don't know. Right now, I don't really have any desire to add Disney Plus, but I already have the other two. So, if I can get it and it's not costing me more, okay. Plus, I understand they had a bunch of problems.
Oh, I haven't heard anything about that.
So, apparently the bunch of streaming problems and everything else. What are the odds the Texans go 0-3 in the next three? I'm going to go 20%.
I think that's probably about right.
Yeah, because I don't think it's going to happen, but it could. I, as much as I've watched this team, much as you've watched this team, do you feel like you have a good grasp on what they are? Because I don't. And I don't know if it's because I watch them too, we watch them too closely, if it's week after week, if it's the fact that I can't get over Bill O'Brien. I just don't know what they are.
I don't really know what they are either. I want to. I see some things that makes me excited, certainly. But every time I start to get a little bit excited, I look over that sideline. I'm like, oh yeah, it's going to come crashing down. So I'm cautiously optimistic. Is that a fair thing to say? Like I've seen some things, and then they made me go, okay, these guys can play a little. But I also I know I feel like they, because of who their coach is, they've got a ceiling.
That's the thing. I can't get over O'Brien. I just can't. And I've been very complimentary over the last few weeks. I think he's done some good things. But I think when push comes to shove in a tight game, which I could see the Ravens-Texans coming down to the end. I just feel like at some point he's going to make a decision where you go, where he's playing not to lose, and it costs him the game.
Yeah.
And that's... And I think the same thing's going to happen against the Colts. So,
I will say that it feels like, with the exception of, I mean, I guess the Colts game, the final score was closer than what that game was. Like, the Colts dominated that game. I mean, I don't think there's really two ways about it. But what's been promising is, even when they've lost, like, being competitive in that Saints game, like, that's, you know, there's stuff like that makes me go, okay. And even the Panthers lost. It's not like they got their doors blown off.
I mean, they
had some bonehead things go wrong for them, but the only game that I feel like they've been thoroughly outplayed is that game at the Colts. By this time, over the last few years, you're talking halfway through the season plus, there's usually been at least two or three games where they just got dog stomped. And you're like, okay, when these guys play good teams, they're not going to be competitive. They've played some good teams and been competitive. That being competitive with the Saints is impressive at this point. You know, the Chiefs game, I don't know what the Chiefs are. I don't know what they were a month ago. I don't know what they are now. I know that they're not what they were last year. But I still think going to Kansas City and winning that game holds some value. It's something that we wouldn't have seen before. The Texans traditionally don't go on the road against good teams and win. They just don't. So for the fact that they did it is like, okay, even if the Chiefs aren't as great as we thought, that's still, it holds some weight for me. Being competitive on the road against the Saints holds weight for me. They could have easily won that game. So I'm not like, you know, I'm not going crazy about them, but I think they're at least solid. You know what I mean?
Well, I think they're better than I thought they were going to be.
Certainly.
But, you know, it last year, if you go back and look at that, all the close wins that we talked about, you know, and you're like, oh, well, they got lucky there. And they've had a couple this year, but they haven't been as lucky. I think the games they've won, with the exception of the Jaguars missing the two-point conversion, that was a game where they looked like the better team the whole game, though, up until the last drive.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like, and even the Colts game, I'm not going to say they were thoroughly outplayed. The Colts looked like the better team the whole game, but they were in it until the end. And, you know, sometimes you steal one like that. But overall, yeah, have they been better than I thought? Absolutely. But I just kind of feel like I look at the stretch and it's like, I think they can beat the Ravens. But I don't know that I believe they'll beat the Ravens. And, you know, that's where I guess...
It's because that's not what they've done historically. We've been watching this show for long enough that's typically not how it ends. But they went and they won at Kansas City. That's typically something that doesn't happen. So there's reason to feel like maybe this is different, right?
I feel like, and I think it's Deshaun Watson.
I mean, it's certainly Deshaun
Watson. I think the fact
that he makes everything feel different.
Well, and
he makes you feel like you've always got a chance.
He overcomes a lot of his coaching, too. And he overcomes a lot. But I also think the Ravens might have a guy like that, too. And he's got a better coach. So I don't know what they are yet. I think that's what these three games will tell me. Go 2-1. One of them has to be the Colts, so you get the division kind of put away. But win two of these three, and I'll start thinking you're legitimate. I'll start thinking maybe the ceiling's better than what I thought it was. Somebody asked, what are the odds three SEC teams make the playoffs? And then what are the odds of
zero? Forces?
Yeah, there's no way three SEC teams are making it. There's absolutely no scenario in the world where that happens. I guess if you tried to say, well, LSU loses to Georgia, who doesn't lose before then, and they both have one loss, and then you have one loss Alabama. There's no way that they put all three of them in. So, says they easily could have lost the Raiders, too. Again, though, did you ever feel like they weren't in control of that game? I mean, it was a close game. The Raiders played well. Texans played okay. And the Texans were down to Chris Clark at tackle. Again, it was last year's offensive line. There was nobody in the secondary. And I still never felt like they weren't in control of that game.
No. I think that, I mean, that's, and that more and more looks like a good win.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think I saw a story saying, the Raiders a threat to the Chiefs in the West now. I was like, I don't know about that.
I mean, they could be because the Chiefs keep they keep stepping on their own thing. And again, we don't really know what the Chiefs are right now.
I watched that Chiefs game again on the.
They were the better team, no doubt.
It's just one of those where, how the hell did you lose that game? You had to try to lose that game.
I mean, turnover battle, time of possession, everything that should have made them win, they won, and they didn't win. It's special teams hurt quite a bit.
Yeah. And just at key moments, they just made they made some stupid mistakes.
Yep.
So. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. Quick baseball note for you. Remember last year at the trade deadline, there was a lot of talk about Matthew Boyd being traded? Apparently the Tigers are now putting him on the block.
Oh, okay. Do you think that they'll still get Gleyber Torres like they thought they would get? We'll start the conversation. Gleyber Torres.
I don't think so. You mean 21-year-old Gleyber Torres, 23-year-old Gleyber Torres?
Yeah, I think he's 22.
Yeah, 22, yeah.
He's no Juan Soto.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I don't think the conversation will start at Gleyber Torres.
5.51 ERA after the All-Star break.
Yeah, you should have traded him while he had him.
Yep.
Now, if you can get him for cheap, that seems like a good reclamation project for the Astros. It seems like another Charlie Morton, I don't know if I should even say his name right now, but Mike Fiers.
The Rat. He's the Rat. He's Henry Hill.
Okay. Wade Miley, sort of reclamation project that you find something on the side of the road, you put a fresh coat of paint on it, and it can start, 20 games for you. That seems like that's something that they could use, but I don't know what the Tigers realistically are looking for.
Yeah.
Because last time they weren't being realistic.
Well, now I don't think he's got near the value, and it's like great idea. Put him on the block. I don't think you're going to get anywhere near what you wanted for him. Lenny said, don't forget the Browns beat the brakes off the Ravens in Baltimore. You know, the one difference, though, and I think it makes a huge difference, is Marcus Peters.
Oh, well, Marcus Peters and Jimmy Smith.
Yeah, and Smith being back, but the fact that.
Because we talk every year. Look at the numbers when Jimmy Smith is on the field versus when he's not. It's night and day. Night and day. It's crazy. It's almost like the Cowboys used to have those numbers with Sean Lee. When Sean Lee was on the field, they were a borderline elite defense. When he wasn't, they were garbage. Jimmy Smith is the same thing. And now you've got two legit corners. That defense is different because now they can blitz. That's what they want to do, and they couldn't do it because they didn't have corners.
Yeah.
Now they've got guys who can play man and can actually hold somebody and make a play. It changes everything.
Tyler here, what do the Texans have to do for us not to dog O'Brien giving up the future for this season? AFC Championship.
Yeah, make something happen out of this
season.
That's
it. AFC Championship, to me, if you don't do that, then... Let me say this. If you don't do that in the next 2 years, then you're going to get dogged.
Like win the AFC Championship or get there?
Get there.
Okay.
So.
All right. I got to tell you about CBDMD. I've got to tell you. I'm excited to tell you about CBDMD.com. This is third-party, lab-tested, clean, safe, quality CBD. And you can get it however you want it. If you like the oil, which is I also use the topical. I like the CBD Freeze, which is like a cooling roll-on menthol type. But it's done wonders for me after my workouts. They've got gummies that you can use. I mean, they've got all kinds of products. And they've got them at great prices. They actually price compare their stuff to the other guys' stuff right there on their website. And you can save big money at CBDMD.com. Not only that, you can save even more money just by listening to our show. You know why? Because when you go to CBDMD.com, you put in your order. You decide, okay, I want this, 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 and this. And then checkout comes along and they say promo code. And you put in ESPN975. Guess what? You save 20% off your order. So already low prices. Now you're saving 20% more. What is there to lose? CBDMD.com. Promo code ESPN975 at checkout. Give them a try today.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Matthew, trying to give me a scenario where you have three SEC. No. Clemson is not going to lose. Let's just start with that. And, yeah, I mean, I think even the scenarios you're trying to lay out there, they're not going to do it. There's no way.
Look at the rest of the schedule for the two Pac-12 teams. It's highly unlikely either one of them lose until they play each other.
Right.
I don't see a scenario happening.
The only possibility, one of those teams loses before then and then wins over the other one in the championship
game. And again,
this
is what's happened. What we've been talking about and what the committee's been saying, they are weighing more and more each year how much importance they put on conference championship. If you win your conference, that's like the number one thing you can do. So they're not going to have three from one conference.
No, they're going to go out of their way to make sure they don't have three from one conference.
Especially when the SEC isn't as dominant as it's been in past years.
And basically, if Ohio State's losing, they probably lost to Penn State. Well, one loss, Penn State's getting in.
Yeah.
So even Minnesota, considering where they put Minnesota. I know it's fun to try to speculate, but there's absolutely no chance that happens.
Yeah.
Let's try a call. Jake, you're on The Blitz. What are the odds Wednesday? Go.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey now.
Go ahead. That's your cue.
Hey, bud. Hey, quick question.
Okay.
With Bill O'Brien. Oh, am I on the radio or not?
You're on the radio. Action.
Right on. So with Bill O'Brien being our coach, do we ever stand a chance of winning a championship?
I have my doubts, certainly. Fred? I don't want to never say never.
No, I mean, things could fall the right way, and you could make one run. And, you know, but I haven't seen anything out of him yet that leads me to believe that. Now, ask me again in 3 weeks. If you go through this part of the schedule and you go 3-0, I think, to me, that changes my entire... I mean, because now you've beaten every single team that's going to be a contender in the AFC.
Yeah.
You would have beaten the Patriots. I don't see it happening. You would have beaten the Ravens. Don't see it happening. You would have beaten the Chiefs. You would have beaten the Raiders. The Colts. Yeah. I mean, if you do that, then I think you're capable. Now, doing it in the playoffs, a different animal, too, which... that's something I haven't seen out of him. His playoff record leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah.
So even if they did all that, I'd still be skeptical until they won in the playoffs. Is that fair? Maybe, maybe not. But, yeah. Somebody says, seems like such a Houston sports thing to finally get a team that's consistently good and this city loves, and then that team screws it up. Yeah, that's Houston. What are the odds my Ravens pull out the Heisman package on y'all Sunday? First off, we don't play for the Texans. Second, I'm sure you'll do your Heisman package.
I'm sure they will.
So,
yeah, y'all's Ravens.
Yeah,
please.
Don't y'all me on the Texans, guys.
I've been rolling with the Ravens longer than you, bro. I've been about that bird life. How many years, Fred?
Long as I've worked with you.
That's right.
I mean,
as long as Harbaugh's been there, really.
Well, you've always, I was saying this the other day, when we used to do picks, I wouldn't even have to ask. Who you got between Ravens and fill in the blank? Ravens.
Ravens, yeah.
Who do you got between Falcons and fill in the blank? Falcons.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it's a bird thing, because you also were Seahawks for the longest time.
Well, see, yeah, maybe so. Not so much Eagles.
No, not so much. Maybe we need to kind of dive into this from a psychological perspective.
Perhaps so.
Man, did you see? Speaking
when did Harbaugh get there?
Huh?
When did Harbaugh had to get there around the same time I got here? Because that's when I was like, oh yeah, this because I love John Harbaugh. 2008, his first year.
Yeah, yeah,
I got here in 2010, so yeah, I was already ingrained.
I was always a big Jeff Harbaugh fan.
Yeah, yeah, Jeb.
Yeah,
Jeff. All the lesser Harbaugh brothers.
Yeah, Spanky Harbaugh. Speaking of Ravens, did you go? Well, you went to the London Tower. Did you see those Ravens?
Yeah. God, that's pretty wild.
Those things are huge, man.
They are.
We went and did the...
It lets you know the difference between a raven and a crow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because those ravens would basically eat those crows. But yeah, I don't know if you got a chance, but they do a little presentation about the ravens. I think that was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
They only do like one a day, but we managed to catch it. Who did?
Jacob DeGrom won the Cy Young. Are they announcing the AL next or what?
I believe so.
All right.
That's what we care about.
Yeah, we don't care about Jacob DeGrom.
I mean, back to back. That's
yeah, but we kind of knew he was going to win.
Yeah. Lamont says, don't forget AJ was mad in love with Cutler and the Bears. It was more Cutler.
You
were
not
a Cutler
Bears.
Guy. You were.
Yeah, I don't care about the Bears. Cutler was my man, though. Strong.
Go to Chris. Go ahead, Chris. What's up?
Hey, I'm the sports guys.
Sports to you.
What are the odds that the newspaper that broke the stories about the Astros cheating scandal called the Astros for a comment prior to them publishing the article, and that the investigations that the Astros are going to conduct on themselves will find Reed Ryan solely responsible for the cheating scandal?
Fred, help me out. What's it,
I think that was...
I'm struggling to piece that together.
Yeah, that was too really weird and
did you get
disjointed.
It, did you get the...
too really weird and disjointed questions.
The gist of it was, what are the odds that Reed Ryan being, you know, moved to a different position and the Astros not wanting to comment on the allegations is because it was all his idea for the tipping of pitches.
0% if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, Reed wasn't real involved with the on-field. And listen, we've all heard the comments from Jeff Luhnow today, who's basically should have just kept his mouth shut because it was all but an admission. And of course he knew about it. Of course A.J. Hinch knew about it. And, you know, I don't know what happened with the Reed Ryan thing, and hopefully I'll find out someday, but because, you know, if there was something that they didn't like that they scapegoated him for, I don't know what it was, but it probably wasn't on air.
Yeah.
Didn't we already talk to Jake? I thought we already talked to Jake.
I don't know. I mean, there's multiple guys named Jake.
Yeah, but if we need to make sure because... I'm not putting the same guy on twice.
I'm going to tell you about Carbach while we figure that out. While we hash these things out, I'm going to tell you about Carbach. I went down today. I had lunch there. I had maybe kind of my go-to, the Korean fried chicken. Sure, it's on the appetizer menu, but you can order it as a meal. And it's outstanding. And I had some of the BBH mole, which they had on tap. They had Good Golly Miss Molly on, Fred. I know you'll be excited to hear about that. Ton of great beers on right now. They had Nigel. They had the Brandy, You're a Fine. All of them. Not all of them, but a ton of the old Fun Series beers and a couple BBHs as well. And they're about to release. We just got they've got the next BBH package coming up where they've got four different coffee BBH varieties in one pack, and I am stoked about it. They had a great time out at the concert the other night. Again, the restaurant's out of this world, open 7 days a week. If you haven't tried it, get out there and give it a try. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see what they're doing at the brewery, the restaurant, and the concert series. And when you're out and about this weekend, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach. I just broke off with a 10-piece, dog. There ain't nothing, I'm just being friendly, dog.
Just a little 10-piece for it, just to blow it in. This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Now, we'll just tell the people when it happens. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to listen to this crap for a long time and then have to take all day to announce who the AL Cy Young is.
Boy, I see you got in the Grey Cup, Fred. Depends on if Fajardo's healthy for Saskatchewan. If he is, I got them. If not, Winnipeg and Hamilton. Hamilton's a monster right now.
Oh, the Tie Cats?
Yeah, your Tie
Cats.
Well, if that, I really want a Hamilton-Saskatchewan final so that I can bet with June Jones.
Okay.
Since we had him on and we had that discussion. Can they strip the Astros of the championship?
No.
No. This isn't the NCAA. They'll get a fine. They'll lose a draft pick at the most. And nor should they. And I think it's ridiculous when teams in college get stripped of a championship. You can't go back. This isn't the Silver DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
You can't go back. And well, you know what? Let's update that that reference. This isn't Endgame where you can go back and change stuff. And once it's done, it's done.
Yep.
You can fine them for it. You can do whatever you want. You can't take it away. I guarantee you nobody's going to go give up their World Series 2017 shirts.
No.
Boy, Spicoli. I'm making this bet right now. When Garrett Cole signs a big deal, he's going to turn into Fat Spicoli so fast. That guy, I guarantee you. And by the way, the Angels are going after him and Strasburg.
Oh, man.
So are the Yankees.
But yeah.
Nobody's going to get them both.
What if someone does?
That'd be pretty badass.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, Strasburg and Scherzer have been playing together. Cole and Verlander have been playing.
Well, it makes you an instant contender, I think.
Yeah.
Even if you're the Angels.
Well, if you're the Yankees, certainly.
Because you're already a contender.
You've already got Paxton and Severino. It's like, right. It's kind of overkill, but...
But those guys are better than Paxton and Severino.
Oh, certainly. Yeah.
And if that's your 3 and 4, yeah, you can just give it to them now.
Oh,
but if they stay healthy.
It looks like because everyone was talking about the Astros sweeping the big awards this year with Rookie of the Year, which they got, Cy Young, which they'll likely get here in a minute or two. The Mets, so far, Rookie of the Year, which, by the way, Pete Alonso wasn't unanimous, which is the most ridiculous thing ever.
What the hell? Okay, so Mets... equal to Astros.
Yeah. Pete Alonso, Jacob DeGrom. And from what I hear, you know who's getting a lot of buzz for MVP of the National League? J.D. Davis.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, he's a former Astro, so right. That's probably why. But, yeah, supposedly he's a favorite to win the NL MVP.
Okay.
That's totally made up.
But yeah, I was about to say. Yeah. All right. I don't know if I want to do any more calls. The calls haven't really been all that great. You want to try one? It's up to you.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Well, let's go to different Jake.
Yo, Jake.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Doing all right. What's up, man?
What y'all thought about J.J. Watt? You think he's going to overcome this and continue being a good player or what? You think he's going to hit his downfall?
I mean, I think that even if he's not 100% of what he was, he's still a good player. Do I think he's ever going to be that beast that is winning Defensive Player of the Year every year? Probably not. I think that time's probably come and gone. But he's still a solid player. I don't know if he's worth the money he's making now, especially considering he's played, you know, literally half the games over the last 4 seasons. That's not good, but... he's still a serviceable player, certainly.
He's defensive Will Fuller these days. I mean, he just can't get on the field. And he's good when he's out there. But, you know, this injury isn't as debilitating as some of the other ones he's had. So, I mean, there's that. I guess when we're grading the injuries.
I mean, this one's not as bad.
Yeah, he's out for the season, but it won't be as much of a rehab. And, you know, I don't know. I think it's one of those. He's Yao Ming. You have to have him out there, right?
Yeah.
All right. Which one you want to do there?
Jared.
He went to Jared. What's up, Jared?
It can sports, only Dylan. Be Jared. Hey, sports. Go.
What are the odds the Astros win another World Series in the next 3 years? And what are the odds that these cheating allegations have or will affect those odds? I'll hang up and listen.
I'll go 10% and 1%.
I'll go 10% and 0%.
Okay.
It's not going to have any impact whatsoever. If
they lose a first-round draft pick that could turn into Kyle Tucker, that could turn into Ted Williams, that's impact.
Yeah, but that won't impact them in the next 3 years, right? That's 5 or 6 years down the road.
You never know. They brought up Bregman fast. They fast-tracked him.
Yeah, but guess what? They were picking in the top five back then. They're not anymore.
Yeah, but they know where to find the Ted Williams at.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's going to have zero impact. If anything... they could totally Patriot this thing next year and just rub it in everybody's face. So, but yeah, in next 3 years, I can't answer that until I see what they do in the offseason. I mean, they're going to be a contender again, but if the Yankees were to go out and get Cole and Strasburg, I'd give them a 0% chance of beating the Yankees. and as long as those guys stay healthy. So I need to see what they add to the roster before I mean, the pitching staff to me is a big question mark. But the cheating stuff is no big deal. Yeah, I'm not really crazy about any more calls.
Okay.
Do you see...
a lot of people... Well, the phone lines are full of people who wanted to buy Rockets and Clippers. I don't...
Really? Well, let's hear what they have to say. I'm curious why... Why?
Are you like, do you feel like you're removed from Rockets world right now?
I think I've been pretty consistent. I don't really pay too much attention until Christmas.
Yeah.
That's the unofficial start of basketball season. I'm actually more interested in college basketball right now than I am the NBA because UH is good. I keep up, but am I all excited about a Rockets-Clippers game where Paul George isn't playing? No.
I think he might play tonight, right?
No, he's not playing tonight.
No, they announced he's not.
Yeah. Damn.
Well, now less interesting.
And Daniel House is out, too, so that changes everything.
Yeah, and who was it? I think it was Jason Braddock who tweeted out, Rockets 0-2 versus teams 500 or better, 7-1 against teams under 500. The opposing team's combined record for the Rockets, like in their wins, 18-51. So they've been beaten up on the Sisters of the Poor. And they've lost every time that they've played a team better than 500.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's so early. It just doesn't mean anything.
I'll be honest. The reason why I'm not super excited about the Rockets, I don't like their players. I've made it clear. Like James Harden, watching him play is it's like thumbs in my eyeballs just mushing in.
Well, just
it's not fun for me.
I'm more interested to see what they become. I mean, and if those guys can work together the way I think they can, then it could be fun to watch. But it's not right now.
And it's certainly not right now.
You know, again, around Christmas, I'll be able to judge what this team is. But I'm curious which one you want. Or you pick.
Well, we'll go with Jesse.
Hey.
Hey, Jesse, sports.
First of all,
Jesse, I'm sorry, man.
Your phone is just... ridiculous.
Disastrous.
Yeah. All right, last try. Tyler. Go.
Hey, it's Tyler. So, what are the odds that the Rockets will beat the Clippers tonight? And what are the odds that Harden and Westbrook can combine for 70 points? I'll hang up and listen.
I mean,
I don't know.
I honestly don't know what team's going to show up. I'll be honest. What I can tell you, the odds that they'll combine for 70, I'll say, is pretty low. The odds that they'll win, they're minus 140. They're about 60%.
Based on what you just told me, I'd go the other way with those records.
Yeah.
So... 713-780.
I know that I guess there's people around here who love this Rockets team. I'm having a hard time getting invested in them, I'll be honest.
Well, to me, it's a lot like baseball. There's the first half of the season's too long. It doesn't mean anything. And now with Eric Gordon out for 6 weeks, I still don't know what the Rockets are going to be. So,
you know who I've watched a couple times and enjoyed? This is embarrassing to say out loud. The Phoenix Suns. Have you watched them play?
No. If it's not the Rockets...
You don't watch it.
I don't care until, like I said, playoffs in the NBA. But I've watched a couple Raptors games. They're still pretty fun, even without Leonard.
Yeah. I don't know that Phoenix is going to be any good over the course of the year, but they're pretty fun to watch. It's not a boring game. I'll take that. And then, obviously, I've watched the Lakers a couple times, and whether you like them or not, what LeBron's done so far, it's like, okay, if you thought LeBron was washed up, it's time to reconsider. I think he's...
Well, but again, we're what, 2 weeks into, in 3 weeks into the season?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, what they are right now isn't what they're going to be halfway through the season.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I know if you're really into basketball and or if you just watch ESPN constantly, they have to create these storylines. And... You know, I mean, LeBron looks really good right now, but is he going to stay healthy all year? Or is it going to be like last year? I don't know. And I can't judge what the Rockets are going to be until I see enough games where there's a body of work where I can say, okay, this is going to work. Individual games are okay. It's fun to watch, but yeah, I mean, it's to me, it's at least from my perspective, it's just kind of pointless until Christmas. Hit me up at Christmas. What are the odds Arkansas lures Mike Leach to coach? Ooh, I like that idea.
I mean, if he wants to leave, I think maybe the bloom's kind of coming off the rose at Washington State.
Well, I mean, I think it always felt like he was never destined to stay there.
Yeah.
And I think he stayed longer than I thought he would. I figured he'd go up there, have some success, and then somebody else would come and grab him.
I mean, Pullman, Washington is essentially the Lubbock of the Northwest.
It's hard to win up there, and I think he's done a really good job. This year's not working out for him. But, I mean, I think, you know what? I think that'd be a good fit.
Wouldn't be a bad fit.
Arkansas is kind of the Lubbock of the world.
Yeah.
So, there's that. Except they have Coleman milk.
Arkansas milk. Hey, man, you want to grow up big and strong, you know what to drink. Coleman milk.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll have a gem of the day for you. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN.
Break down right. Some film for you on the other side.
Money bands in my pocket, it's on me. Money deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. Money bands in my pocket, it's on me.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Join us at Whitmire's, Harris County's first distillery, Whitmire. Tomorrow from 4 to 7 p.m. Whitmire's carefully produces our small batches with pride, passion, and enthusiasm, and they never settle or sacrifice quality. Come join us for happy hour tomorrow from 4 to 7. And help us do our barrel select, and then you can take home a bottle. That's tomorrow. Blitzers, come out and participate. I want to clarify something. I like watching the Rockets, but asking me to judge what they're going to be right now or any of these teams, I'm not capable of doing that yet.
I want to clarify something. I don't like watching the Rockets.
No, I do
because it's my job, but yeah. I don't like to, certainly.
But, I mean, for me to formulate an opinion on what they can be, not there yet, and I won't be for a while. And it's the same thing, and really, even the Texans, it's hard for me to see what they're going to be right now. I mean, I think they're in a position where the next 3 weeks will tell me what they are. But I know everybody wants, what do you think of this? Well, I don't know yet. And I don't like, I mean, I want to have an opinion, I just don't.
Hey, Aaron, can you switch our TV over to the Big Ten Network, which I believe is like, in the low 600s.
So you're more interested in that than you are the Cy Young? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. We'll see it on Twitter.
Yeah. So my money is on Mike Leach going to Florida State. I don't think that's as good of a fit for him.
Yeah.
I think he needs to be at an underdog school to do his best. And that's why I think Arkansas would be really intriguing to me. Although they seem, you know, again, we were talking earlier, it may be Malzahn on. All right, let us do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, when we were in London, like the big drink was gin and tonic, right?
Yeah, or just gin.
Yeah, they're all about gin. And, you know, I'm okay with gin. It's not my first choice. I prefer vodka. And, you know, I got looked at funny for wanting vodka there. But they had all these flavored gins, like we have flavored vodka. It was very strange, including a rhubarb-flavored gin.
Mm.
Well, I have one that I think is worse than that. We go to South Africa, better known as the Florida of South Africa.
Yeah.
Where there is a gin called Inlovu Gin. And the creators are Les and Paula Ansley. And they're scientists.
Okay.
They stumbled across an idea a year ago, and they've now created this new gin, and it is made with elephant dung.
Hmm.
They learned that elephants eat a variety of fruits and flowers, but they only digest a third of it. So as a consequence, they say, in the elephant dung, you get the most amazing variety of these botanicals. Why don't we let the elephants do the hard work of collecting all these botanicals, and we will make gin from it? And this was after they were on a safari, and a ranger described an elephant's digestive process. So weeks later, his wife woke him up in the middle of the night with the inspiration, said, let's give this a bash. Let's see how it works out. The first batch of elephant dung came by mail from the park where they'd taken their safari. And they puzzled over it for a while, then worked out the gin-making process. Now they collect the dung themselves using their bare hands.
Sounds fun.
They describe the gin's flavor as lovely, wooded, almost spicy, earthy, and one that changes subtly with the seasons and locations. Or with the elephant dung, maybe?
Well, I mean, when you think about it, like when you drink scotch, or you're not a scotch man, are you?
I do like scotch. Again, like in my power rankings, I have scotch ahead of gin.
Okay. If you don't know like that flavor that you get off scotch is peat. If you don't know what peat is, it's basically earth that's about to turn into charcoal. It's like grass, dirt, sort of, that's been hardened and is like almost turned into something else. And then they harvest it and they put it in your drink, and people like that. I, for one, I don't like peat. It tastes gross to me.
But there's people who like it. I don't mind it.
I don't get it. I mean, I'm not looking to drink the ground.
Well, I'd rather drink that than elephant dung.
You guess where elephants poop?
Yeah, I know, but the ground was already there. You're adding to the ground. Verlander wins a Cy Young.
Called it.
All right, there you go.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, I like smoky stuff. Like a good scotch with a smoky taste to it, I like. But I can't drink a lot of it. It's just, yeah, it's very sipping. It's not my sip. Peter says Coleman milk is in Austin. Should he drink some?
Hell yeah, man. You want to grow up big and strong? You drink it.
I'm an Oak Farms guy myself.
What? Man, you that's why you ain't never going to play in the NFL, bro.
Well, I'm 54 years old. It's a little late for that.
You know why they call it the NFL? It's the No Fred League. That's what it is, bro, because you ain't never going to make it. Tell you that right now.
Once again, you cut me deep, Shrek. All right. Well, anyway, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
This one I wanted to get to earlier in the week and never did. But a California mom was charged with 21 felony counts, including unlawful sexual intercourse, oral copulation, and contacting a minor for sex. Court records show the teenagers, there were two of them that she got involved with, were at one time boyfriends of her daughters.
Oh, these hoes ain't loyal.
No. So she was sentenced to 4 years in prison, and the judge ordered the 42-year-old Lytle taken into custody. Several of her friends and supporters in the courtroom cried, but you're poaching your daughter's boyfriends?
Man, is she super hot?
No. I mean, I'd say she's, I mean, I would, but, you know, that's me. I mean, it depends. I mean, that's not the best shot of her, obviously.
Does it have a picture of the daughters?
Does not have a picture
of the daughters. Is she arrested for that?
Yes.
How old are the daughters?
Doesn't say, but
how old were the boys?
Well, it just says they were underage.
Oh,
damn. Doesn't give us actual details.
Bad move, mom.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
that's one thing, you know, my mom and I didn't always see eye to eye, but she never stole my girlfriend.
Or your boyfriend?
Or him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just depends, I guess. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. So he says, one time that Bear Grylls guy had held elephant dung over his head, and, oh, I'm not reading that. Gross. Don't text me that garbage.
Squeezed it into his mouth, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Nutrients or something.
Yeah, so
I'm not into those kind of nutrients.
But no, no, I don't. Are. I don't believe in eating dung or drinking urine. I don't have a lot of, you know, I don't have a lot of limits on things.
Yeah,
but yeah, Grimjow says maybe they used the daughter to get to the mom. Okay, well, I'm pretty sure when all of us were younger, trying to do a mother-daughter thing was on the list, right?
Yeah.
So maybe.
You have to be a super hot mom, though.
Yeah.
Cy Young voting?
Yes.
Charlie Morton, 75 points.
Okay.
Gerrit Cole, 159 points, 13 first-place votes. Verlander, 171, 17 first-place votes. So 12 points separated them. Pretty damn close.
Yeah, I think in the end it came down to that's almost lifetime achievement, right? Because it was close between the two. And obviously, you watch the playoffs, you think, oh, it wasn't close. But none of that counted.
So, I mean, I also think he threw a no-hitter. I mean, that sort of...
That did it. And he also had one more win, which doesn't mean that much in the grand scheme of things, but it sure does when you're doing Cy Young's.
Yep.
Excuse us, isn't there some coffee made with bat poop? I think I've heard that.
Folgers?
I don't know. You say as I'm drinking coffee. Thanks. I hope it's not the one we have in there.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. And I know insurance is boring. How about this? I'm going to tell you about saving money. Not boring. And you don't have to talk to an agent, which would also be boring. It's super simple. All you got to do is text the word money to 232323. The system's going to ask for your address. You reply back with that, and they're going to send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds, and you could be on your way to saving. The company is legit. The savings are legit. Their online rating's nearly perfect. They're not messing around. The average customer this year is saving over $870 on home insurance, and some people are saving into the thousands. I was one of those people. Lance was one of those people, and that's by year. I'm going to save that money next year. If I would have just kept rolling with my old crappy insurance, I'd still be losing out on over $1,000 a year. I'm not doing it now, not with TGS. And you don't need to wait for your renewal. They'll take care of the back end. They'll get rid of the old guys that are ripping you off. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and start saving now. Just need a
a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler,